You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
This note that we received from David, and he did not ask us to change his name, so I'm just going to blast it out there. It's David. This is dedicated to everyone who has somebody in their life who's late all the time. But you have to tell me what you think of his, quote, solution. Dom, Emily, and Jeremy. And this, by the way, guys, this could also file, we could also file this in the butt file.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
Because he starts by saying, I love my wife,
but
she is always late. And then he puts in all caps, always. It doesn't matter where we're going. We're always the last people to arrive. Parties, movies, even our kids' sports games on the weekends. He writes, this weekend, we were supposed to go to a friend's art show at a gallery, which started at 4 with an unveiling and an announcement by the gallery owner. A pretty big deal, and we're so happy for our friend. It was a 30-minute drive for us. And at 3:30, my wife was still messing around in the bathroom. I told her 3 times, we had to go, we had to go, we had to go. She yelled back at me the 3rd time, so I just got in the car and drove off.
Bye, Felicia.
That is a bold move.
He writes, I went to the art show without her and barely made it in time by like 2 minutes. She is furious, is still angry, and says I embarrassed her in front of all our friends. I thought most people would be on my side, but so far, almost everyone says I was out of line. All I can say is that they don't have to live my life and experience always being late. And then he writes 3 simple words at the end of his letter. Was I wrong?
That was quite a move, buddy.
Oh, golly.
I'm trying to decide if he taught her a lesson or he just really made his life a lot more difficult.
Or if he just turned the spotlight from her being a jerk, now he's the jerk.
Oh, man. Mm-hmm. I've heard people threaten to do this before. But I don't know if very often you see somebody, and it could be the other way around. It could be the woman who leaves the guy. Because there are guys who you know, primp and piddle around and everything.
Yeah, they manscape.
Yeah, they've got all of that. So I've heard of people say, I'm just going to leave you. I'm just going to leave you. I'm just going to leave you. Now here's a guy who did it, and he's starting to catch flack from people for it.
It reminds me of my wife's dad. He's very much a stickler for being on time. You arrive on time, on time, on time. And we were late to Thanksgiving 1 year by about 10 minutes, and we walked in, and everybody was already halfway through their plate because he said, you know what? It started at noon. It's not noon. We started eating. So everybody was sat down. Everything was served. Mm-hmm. The turkey was carved.
Oh, my God.
And we're like, well, that'll learn us.
Yeah.
And be on time.
You weren't late again, were you?
Never happened again.
You know, I was raised in a military family. My dad was a first sergeant in the Air Force for his entire career. Trust me, I had it drilled into me not only to be on time, early for everything.
Yeah,
to
of course.
At least 10 minutes early for everything, because otherwise you caught, you know, the wrath of God. Yeah. So
it's just so rude.
But you know the saying, you can't be mad at someone if they don't know what they're doing wrong. It sounds like he just blew up and he
she knows what she's doing.
It was kind of childish just to leave her. It's not okay to be late, but it was kind of childish just to leave her.
Well, you're not on an island, I'll tell you that, because he says that's what other people are telling him.
I think I would have probably played with the laws of time and space a little more. I would go through the house and just turn all the clocks back like 10
She'll
minutes.
She'll get wise to that eventually. She'll get. Plus, she's got a cell
He's
phone.
At his
but
limit.
I bet she looks so pretty when she's late. When she'll just show up.
The grand entrance.
Here's our number, 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. David's saying, was I wrong? I don't know. Kathleen, was he wrong?
Well, you know, I can really sympathize with him. I'm the same kind of person. Like, I always like to be on time, and not everyone in my life is. But I think he went a little too far. Yeah. But what I tend to do is tread that moral gray area instead by lying. So if I had to be there at 3:30, I instead will tell him, you know, we have to leave at 3 and make it look like I'm getting ready to go and blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, we actually leave at 3:30 and I can get there on time.
Yeah. It seems, I don't know what the word is. It's not passive
sneaky.
Aggressive. I'm trying to figure out what the word is that we have to lie and alter our lives to bend around
pathetic.
Other people's
immature,
bend ourselves around other people's immaturity.
manipulative.
Yeah, but yeah. It's hard to do that, though, when she knows the time, too, probably. I mean, this was a mutual friend.
Yeah.
So she knows they got to be there at 4.
Yeah.
I love the game playing, though, I'm not going to lie.
Kathleen, I'm glad you called. Have a fun day.
Thanks
for being on the show. Here's Dan. Hello, Dan.
Well, good morning.
Was he wrong?
No, absolutely not. Hello, severe reality adjustment. Time to come into the real world, girl.
Hi.
Yeah. It's kind of a learning lesson.
Well, yeah, and if it takes that amount of, impingement to get his point across, okay, that's what it takes. Yeah, she's mad, I understand. But my wife and I have done this to each other more than once.
Left each other?
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Really? Okay.
It's kind of what marriage is all about. You just get sick of each other, and you get to a point where you just break.
Yeah, maybe you just wanted to ride by yourself.
You know what?
I'm out.
You're a good guy. Thanks for calling. Have a fun day.
I don't even like art.
See, like, what's worse, though? I mean, because what he did is just as jerky as what she's doing.
Here comes Jill. Hello, Jill.
Hello.
Was he wrong?
No, I don't think he's wrong at all.
Why?
Well, someone told me a long time ago when I was late everywhere, very politely, that it's very selfish to be late everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. It's like you have no concern for where you're going or what they have planned. And I think David was 100% right.
Well, that's a good word for it.
He'll be glad to hear that. And I've heard other people use that word selfish for people who are late, and I think it's probably apt.
I do, too.
Hey, thanks for calling, Jill. Have a great day.
You too.
Appreciate it. Here comes Bill, from Jill to Bill. Hello, Bill.
Hello. How are you?
Speak your mind.
I think David did the right thing. It is. I agree with Jill 100% that it is selfish to constantly be late. There's a matter of respect for both parties. And if you can't respect your spouse to be there on time, maybe you need to get left behind every now and then.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder what he had to tell everybody at the art exhibit, though. That's the thing that I wouldn't like to explain. Well, my wife's
I came
moron.
From work. She came from home.
Hey, Bill, thank you for the call. Yeah, because it says here in this note, he said, she says, I embarrassed her in front of all our friends. I thought most people would be on my side, but so far almost everyone says I was out of line. So that leads me to believe that he just went ahead and told everybody. When they said, hey, where's, Kathy? He said,
at home in front of the mirror still?
I left her. She was still primping.
I'm sick of her.
How does she ever catch a flight?
That's a great question. Here's Jackie. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning.
We're going to give you the last word, so go ahead.
Well, I totally agree with him. She has been enabled all her life and thinking it is okay to just be on her own schedule. And I totally agree with some of the folks who have already spoken that it's very disrespectful to the people who have made these plans and expect their people to be there. So that's my thought.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day.
Thank you.
All right. So, out of everybody who called, 4 out of 5 were on his side. One person said he went too far.
I guess this is like the old kid with the hot stove. You do it once, but then you're never going to touch the
stove again. Yeah, she's going to learn now.
But that's the last thing I wanted to leave you with. Do you think something like this actually changes the behavior of somebody who their entire life has been late? Do you think this one time that he leaves her, she's suddenly going to get religion?
Maybe for a while. Maybe a year or so.
She'll change.
I would say no. I don't think this changes somebody. I think all it did is it pissed her off, and I don't think she's going to change her behavior.
She's never going to go to an art gallery again, that's for sure.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.